chromosomes that make up the male or your father, and the 23 chromosomes that make up your mother. And now in those two strands of DNA, there's a record, a witness of who you are. Amen. Tell somebody, you look just like your daddy. Or you look just like your mama. Or you look like your Uncle Bobo. But you look like somebody because it was a record of it in the DNA. DNA has a record of what you're going to be like. You got a disposition like one of them. Amen. Amen. Yes, you do. Amen. Don't lie. Tell somebody, don't lie. You act just like your mama. What your soul is going to be like is in that DNA. Now, I said this in the first service. If you took a strand or one of those chromosomes and stretched it out, the information on it would stretch 70 miles. That's how fearfully and wonderfully you are made by God. Something that we can't even see with the natural eye. If we could bring it into this realm and stretch it out, it'll go 70 miles of information. On these two strands of DNA are the way your body is going to look. Hello? Amen. And how your body is going to be displayed. On that DNA, that these two natural strands, these 23 chromosomes, 46 chromosomes together, father and mother, on there is written what color eyes you're going to have. Amen. Amen. The kind of nose you're going to have. Amount of hair you're going to have or the no hair you're going to have. It's on that DNA. It's there. It's written. It's a record of what you're going to be like. Now, stay with me. These two strands, they go back only as far as the fall of Adam. Okay? When Adam fell, he started to produce children. He didn't produce any children before he fell. In the spiritual state that he was in, he didn't produce any. He fell. He fell into a sinful state. And then he started to produce children, generations, those that were like him. So, like Adam, we have defects. Amen. Somebody say amen for real.
Amen.
No, I said amen. Thank you, Nate. Say amen for real. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 21. I'm sorry, chapter 2. Our identity has been kept secret. Jeremiah 2, verse 21. Somebody say, the book of genes. Jeremiah 2, 21. Now, God speaking through Jeremiah to the nation of Israel, who was in a backslidden condition. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine. God had created Adam and Eve in his likeness. Holy a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? Degene. See, Adam's fall brought about degeneration. Degene, powerless, loss. We were degenerated. After the fall, everything produced was produced after his kind, which was degenerate. God says, I created you a whole vine. I didn't create you that way. But you've become degenerate. And so is humankind. Adam walked with God, was like God. You know, Adam had no need to pray, no need to sacrifice, no need to worship. He walked with God. every day he and God communed. He didn't have to go through any type of ritual to get to God. God came and they walked and talked. I'll say this prophetically. There's being raised up a people. As Daniel said, they that know their God in these latter days shall be strong and do exploits. There's, God is raising up a people that, listen to me, I hope you can receive this, that they won't have to spend a lot of time praying. They'll be in conversation with God. Some of y'all understand? It won't be you trying to get a prayer through. You see, Abraham sat on that council. When the Lord came to check on Sodom, him and two angels came. Where'd they stop first? Stopped at Abraham's. And after they finished their meal, the Lord said something interesting, and I'm putting it in my own words. He says, shall the Lord of all the earth keep a secret from his friend Abraham? Abraham, I have to tell you, I have to talk to you about what I'm going to do here, because you are the one I've given dominion here, and you are the one that can intercede. You can change my mind. Abraham said, Lord, if there's 50 righteous, we'll just spare it. He said, for 50, Abraham, I will spare the city. Amen. And you know the story. They kept going and kept going and kept going until Abraham knew he couldn't do anything. He said, well, Lord, at least spare Lot with his carnal self. Amen. And God said, the angels told Lot, we cannot do anything until we get you out of this city. Amen. Why? Abraham's intervention. Because God stopped off to talk to Abraham first. I wonder if God can talk to you about your family. Well, he knows something is going awry, but he stops to talk to you first. Gives you the revelation on something first, on how to pray or how to talk to him. Lord, give him another chance. Lord, don't let that happen. Amen. Time to get sense. See, you have to know your identity. You have to know when God is saying something to you, showing you something about the future. Amen. Putting something in your spirit. There are going to be those who have, I'm going to say, authority, like Rahab. When she did what she did, they said, everyone that comes under your roof will be spared. So whatever kinfolk, uncles, third cousins, you know, drunk cousin, whomever it is, you want them to get saved, you want them to be spared, bring them under your roof. I don't care who they are. They come under your roof, they're going to be spared. Because of your deed. See, there are those that will have relationship with God that'll keep the devil out of territories. Because they're there. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. There are going to be nations because God sets the right people in place that will thwart the hand of the enemy. Remember Samuel's anointing? Samuel had an anointing. I call it a territorial. Governing territorial anointing. As long as he was in the office of prophet, the enemy couldn't come into the borders. Read it yourself. 40 years. As bad as Saul was, and as much as he messed up, the Philistines couldn't come into the borders. It wasn't until after Samuel died and David had become king that the Philistines came into to invade. They couldn't do it. He had control in the spirit realm. Tell somebody, do you know who you are? There are some businesses that won't go under because you're there. And here you're trying everything you can to get out of there. And God says, no, it's only here because you're here. And it won't just exist. It can get better if you start believing. Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? He said, Lord, thou knowest. He said, Ezekiel, start prophesying. Start speaking to this dead stuff. You have the authority, the power to bring life. Oh, I wish I had some real believers in here today. Somebody that understood who they are and whose they are and who they represent. You're not just another average Joe walking down the street. You are an ambassador, a royal priest. Amen. You carry weight in the kingdom. Let me tell you something. Do you know all of heaven, God will shake a nation for you? For one of us, what we would consider the least of us. God would shake a nation. Look at it. Here's how God worked. David wasn't king yet. He was anointed. Tell somebody, I'm anointed. Didn't God say, touch not my anointed? Do my prophets no harm? You don't have to be in the office of a prophet because the Spirit of Jesus rests on you. Amen. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So tell somebody, I can prophesy. We can all prophesy. Just like our brother and our sister got up and spoke a word, you can do that too. Amen. Tell somebody, you can do it too. Look at this. Saul had David surrounded. Remember, the old crazy Saul was out to kill David. He was jealous of David. He hated David. You know, suspicious of David. They sang David. Saul has killed his thousands. David has slain his 10,000s. Oh, yeah, that was it. That was it. Saul, I ain't having this. I'm killing that boy. And he sought to kill him. And there was a time he cornered him. And in Gedi, 3,000 troops, they had cornered him on this side. They cornered him on that side. Saul was coming in for the kill. David, they had nowhere they could flee. Suddenly word came to Saul. A messenger came to Saul and said, Saul, the Philistines, or the Moabites or somebody invaded the south. Saul had to withdraw and take all his troops when they had David. But see, that was a divine thing. That was divine. That wasn't just the Moabites. That was God distracting Saul, rebuking a nation for his anointed. Tell somebody, God will do the same for you. Some of us need to stop getting the heebie-jeebies when you get into the presence of somebody you feel like is important. No. You don't even stutter, but you start stuttering. Tell somebody, you're important too. They got up and put their shoes on just like you put your shoes on. They washed their face. They took a shower. They did all the things that you do too. You all afraid of and nervous.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.